so welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's Thursday, and what is today actually? The 13th, April 13th. And we can meet here electronically due to Governor Pritzker's signed executive order number 2020-07, which he signed on March 16th, which relieves requirements for in-person attendance at meetings requiring a quorum. So this is what allows us to have our meeting electronically, and we are conducting this through the Zoom platform. All right, can we have a roll call, please?
Dennis? Absent. Forrestal? Garcia?
Hold on.
They're there.
They're there.
Okay.
So. Forrestal, I saw it was signed in. Mm. My husband's computer probably.
Okay.
Ryan, are you there?
All right. So, Ryan?
Here. He's here. Okay. Garcia?
Garcia?
She's there. See her face.
Okay. Was Dennis there? She was the first.
Dennis?
Okay. Hedman?
Jason?
Here.
Okay. Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Walter?
Here.
Brendich?
Brendich?
Here.
Chacon?
Chacon?
Here.
Okay. And Crawford?
Here.
Thank you.
Darren, can you let me in?
Ryan's waiting to get in now. Okay. And Ryan? That's connecting still. Okay. Ryan's here.
Okay.
So we have roll call. I'm going to have to turn your audio off.
Mute.
Telephone. Should turn the phone off?
Yeah. You should only be on one.
We get some serious feedback.
Turn the phone off.
She was in twice. You had to turn audio off on her second one.
Okay.
And then you only turned audio off on one of them.
Yeah, but the other one
is coming through my laptop.
You're going to have to get
off.
iPad.
iPad.
So, I mean, she's in the meeting twice.
Yeah, I know that.
One through her phone, but I'm
through her account. Oh. But I'm off the phone now. Yeah, but can you turn off the iPad?
The audio. You have to turn off the audio on the iPad.
Hold on.
Technical difficulties.
This isn't my iPad.
Can you hear me talk?
Okay.
No, can you hear me?
Yes. Unbearable for.
That's there.
Tone down a little.
Not me.
It sounds better now.
Okay.
Okay.
It's better. It's that confidence better.
All right.
Recognition of visitors.
Just turn off.
Click mute.
Just turn it off.
I guess.
Do you need her to be?
It's
in
off.
The meeting?
It says on mute. It's muted.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're gonna hear him while we also hear him, because we're in the same room.
So should I just turn it off?
You need to turn your volume. Like, you know how you have the volumes on the side of the iPad? The up and down volume buttons?
This isn't my iPad. That's what I'm at.
But all iPads have the sound on the side. They have the up and down, like a phone does. On the side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Turn it so that there's no volume.
Okay, there's no volume.
We shouldn't be able to hear any volume.
There's no volume.
Okay.
It's all the way down. It's all the way down.
All right. So, recognition of visitors, we have Lisa. Looks like we have Dixie. Cheryl, Jeanette, Shelly. Okay, and we have Dan from the city. Okay. And are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, if not, if everybody could, if they have already, hopefully that's great. If you haven't, please link the amendments and we'll approve it.
These also included the Finance Committee meeting minutes from last month.
Alright, so here's the March 9th. I've got listed up on the site. Okay.
Where is he at?
Speak in this direction, do you think they'll be able to pick it up?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Try.
All right. So, roll call for the minutes. Forrestal?
Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay. Garcia?
Garcia?
Hedman?
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Walter?
Walter? Yes.
Brendich?
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 Chacon?
Chacon?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any correspondence for the library? Any public comment? Any staff comment? All right. Report of the treasurer.
On some of the repairs already because I'm just holding on until next fiscal year.
Wow.
Right, I'll make a motion that we pay our bills for accounts payable of $21,183.69 and for payroll of $38,716.84 for a total disbursement of $59,835.53.
Who was that?
Garcia.
Okay, there, thank you.
try this again. Garcia?
Garcia?
Yes. Hedman?
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Walter?
Yes.
Brindich?
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 Yes. Chacon?
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can we have a report of the library?
Thanks. Just want to highlight a few of the items in my report. Basically, our library has shifted from one that is a physical library.
Can everybody hear Lisa?
Because you're on mute. You have to unmute yourself now.
Can you hear me now?
And then you should turn off your volume.
Okay. Our library has shifted from one of being a physical library to one of a virtual library. We now have an account for Zoom, which we're using tonight for the first time officially. The Friends earlier today had their meeting via Zoom. We'll also be using Zoom for some of our programs, like the book clubs and the knitting group threads. And we're also using Facebook actively. Jeanette has started doing story times online. Patrons are actively downloading materials from our website. We've also unblocked some of our patrons that had fines so that they have access to the things online. We're all using this time to research and plan for future programs and to develop our own staff, using webinars as a staff development tool. Managers are in contact with their staff members, and I'm in constant contact with my fellow directors as we navigate through these difficult times. All programs have been canceled through May 1st for now. We have registered 20 people for library cards virtually. Cheryl has done that. This gives people access to all of our resources online. And as of this past weekend, the State Library has made an exception that we can issue library cards for any resident to have access to our website. And we can do that. I'll be talking to the managers about how we're going about posting that. We will time limit it probably till May 15th for now. And then we'll take it from there. So this will allow anyone to have access to a temporary card as long as we're physically closed. Once we open or the deadline comes up, those cards will expire. Also, the ALA conference, which was scheduled for Chicago this summer, and the staff and I were all excited about going there, has been canceled and will be rescheduled for 2021. The Reaching Forward conference in Rosemont has also been canceled. We do know that Pug Day, which is Prairie Cat Staff Development Day in September, so far is a go, but then again, that could be canceled too. So that will be our big staff development activity in September. So we will plan ahead for that. But I'm coming in one day a week to do payroll and the bills. Everything's moving along procedurally. We just aren't open. We have a number of things that need to be done in the building. For example, the washing of the windows inside and outside. I'm going to have to hold off on that till the next fiscal year. All the inspections for the building, the backflow, and the elevator inspections are all on hold as well. So we can only take it a day at a time. But we're trying to provide the best service that we can under these circumstances for now.
Thank you. I think everybody's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I see all of your work on social media, so I appreciate all of that and all of what you guys are doing.
I wanted to commend the staff on their hard work on Facebook and all the programs they're running that way. They're doing a wonderful job.
I share them.
I do too.
Great. Thanks, Elisa.
Thank you.
Elisa, could you share a little bit more about the community survey? I saw it in your report.
It's on the agenda under unfinished business.
Okay.
All right. So then, okay. Take my audio action. Anything from the city?
Good.
Standing committees, we haven't had any since last meeting.
Finance.
That was covered in May 9th, or March 9th. That was an hour before.
Oh, yeah, that's, sorry, I was thinking of the other one, the special meeting.
Okay, so unfinished business. Security cameras update.
Sound Incorporated came out and replaced the 7 security cameras that were replaced under warranty. So that has been done.
Hold on, I have to actually review it. So, hold on.
Sound Incorporated came out and replaced the 7 cameras under our warranty agreement. So that has been accomplished.
Have you checked how they're working? Have you tested them?
Dixie was here the day they came out to install. They are working.
Okay. If there's no other questions on the security cameras, then air handler.
We've had 3 visits from R.J. O'Neill trying to figure out why the air handler was shutting down. After the second visit, he said that it was a part that needed to be replaced. The part was replaced on Friday, and on Monday it shut down again. So he came out, I was here, and he doesn't know why it keeps shutting down. Dixie opened the door and it came on. So I have gotten 3 service call bills and I'm not paying for all 3 of them. I'll pay for the one where the part was installed. And the answer was, call us when it breaks down again and we'll try to figure out why it's shutting down. We think it's something with the wiring inside the box.
That's what it seems like. Okay, then I guess we move on to the community survey update.
Okay, the community survey, we had posted it on the water bill, and we were starting to get a response from that. We had over 74 paper copies came in. I had a staff member starting to input the paper copies, and then the virus hit. So what I had asked was that we repost it on Facebook since people are home and they're looking at our Facebook posting. So right now, the last count, this was before we reposted it, was at 192. So we've already surpassed the 185 from 2004. So I'd like to give it another two weeks or so to see what comes in online. And then I'm hoping to ask one of the staff members to come into the building one day a week here when I'm here to start finishing up the input. So we've got 74 that have to be put in. I'm hoping that our meeting in May will all be together and I can present the report.
You said you have the staff to come in to input into...
What I have 74 paper copies that have to be hand.
They have input. To do it here? They can't do it at home?
Can it be done at home?
The person, yeah. I don't think the person has a computer to do it.
Lisa, yeah. Is that something you can do?
I was just going to ask.
It's pretty in-depth. I've got other projects I'm working on. I mean, it's just, there's the idea that, well, we have two laptops that aren't configured, but if there's a way that it would just be easier for that person who lives nearby to come in and work in the business office.
Why would it be easier for something that's just, I'm trying to understand. We don't want to have too many people coming in and out of the building. So if it's something that has a computer, someone can
help. I know the person does not have a computer at home.
Okay, so then how can we best address this issue? We don't want to put our employees at risk coming out on time. How can we best...
Well, if I can get Loy to finish configuring the laptop, I could give her the laptop to do it from home.
How does everybody else feel about that?
If this person doesn't have, will she need internet access at home? If she doesn't have a computer, I doubt if she has internet.
Well, that's a good point.
That's true.
I mean, so I'm just going to jump in with my perspective here. How many weeks has the survey been open?
It went in the first week in March on the water bill.
Okay. So going on 6 weeks and we're talking about another 2 or 3 weeks?
But those paper ones are from when we gave it out in January, even, from Minigolf.
No, they're from people coming in the library and completing the surveys.
Well, that completed it in
And some, we had about 20, 25 from Minigolf.
So none of those have ever been entered into the system from Minigolf?
We just had a staff member start doing them.
But why...
I don't have a staff member that's devoted to doing this. This was someone that we were pulling out of the CERC department to work 4 hours on Friday for me to do administrative
that
work.
That part I do understand, but I'm just coming from a perspective that in January was the mini off. And if we had those paper items at the time, shouldn't those have already been entered into the system?
I only have a staff member working for me 4 hours on Friday, and we've been really short-staffed in CERC and in children's, so we've been shifting people around.
Is this not something we can shift to a manager?
So, yeah, I mean, I think this is a key priority that needs to get done. It is not reasonable to have a survey open for 9 or 10 weeks. It is not best practice whatsoever. So we might get another 5-10 respondents in that time. I would say close it. Get what you have, what you have. You've gotten more than you had in the last year, which is great.
Okay.
And I think regardless of whether or not we meet virtually in May or face-to-face in May, we need to have a report to look at. I know you said that the team is working on researching programs for the future, and this is going to be a key data point that will serve as the platform to say, here's what the community is telling us. So in my mind, there's no reason why this closure needs to prevent us from having a report back to the board in May.
Okay.
I don't know if they can hear me. Figure out how to get that in. Is that a sheet? A sheet in? And, I mean, we're we're meeting, we can meet, we don't have to meet inside the facility, we can meet via Zoom, but having that data, as Julie stated, was going to help the staff members with, I guess, projecting what programs they'll have in June or whenever we come out of the shelter in place.
Well, I can see if there's staff members that are working, that are at home now, that we would have to pay them extra to do this. That anyone that has a computer at home that would want to have extra time to input the seven, divided up amongst maybe two people. Because it's pretty time involved. It's 20-something questions.
Where are the papers now?
Right here in the library.
And then you're saying that you're going in once a week because you're the director and you're going in, you're doing the payroll. Is it possible that you can help assist so that we don't have to go through all this of trying to get employees to come out of their homes and then they're out?
No, I'm not asking them to come out. They could do it from home. Anyone that has a computer that would want, they're getting paid now anyway. So you cannot expect them to do this while we're paying them.
Why not? Because they're getting paid.
I don't understand.
They're getting paid, so if we ask them to do something, they should do it.
I'm just going to keep it alive, Darren, up, and at least the most efficient way to get this done. If Elise is coming on site, she's got access to technology, she's got the paper copies of the survey, maybe it takes, I don't know, Lisa, if you've got technology at home, but,
I don't have technology at home. I only have my iPad and my phone. But what I'm stating is I don't think it's a good use of my time to be doing data entry when I'm trying to make sure that the payroll's done, the bills are paid, and I'm working on my other projects as well. Plus, I'm trying to plan for the
prioritize the other projects. Maybe you can share what those are. So
I'm drafting right now procedures that I'm going to be sharing with the managers the end of this week, beginning of the following week, on how we're going about with the procedures for a reopening. I mean, we're talking about I need to probably buy plexiglass screens for the CERC desk. I have to make sure we have enough gloves and masks and Purell for opening. I mean, I've been monitoring what's going on with the director's listserv. This is ongoing every day as to how people are going about reopening.
Maybe you step away from tonight's board meeting and think through how can you rally the team to help get this done in the most efficient way. But I think that we need to commit to a May timeline for the May board meeting to hear the data. So
I will have the report for the May board meeting. It will be ready.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Are there any other questions on this? All right, then we'll move on to new business. Approved resolution on resident city cards.
This is just a yearly thing. It's the resolution that has to be passed. Just stating that we follow the tax bill method for non-resident cards. And it has to be signed by the secretary of the board.
So bring this up for everybody to see. So is this a change from what we've been doing before?
No, we do it every year.
We do.
And we always do it in April.
Okay.
Everyone does it. Every library does it.
Okay.
This was from our attorney. I just changed the date. It's not, it doesn't change. It's the same thing every year.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we adopt the resolution 1-20, annual resolution authorizing non-resident library cards. I need a second.
A second.
All right, roll call.
Hedman?
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so that was it for new business. Is there anything else that anyone would like to bring up?
Everyone stay safe.
Yeah. Stay safe, stay healthy. All right, then we're adjourned.